Blog Talk Radio.
It is that time again, ladies and gentlemen. We are here with our special host, Joy in the House, with Pastors for Punch TV. Our special guest is guest prophetess Mixon. She is a Dallas Baptist University graduate and ordained minister, a facilitator of various interdenominational prayer conferences, international speaker, and recognized television and radio host. She manages the Mantum Bible Institute, a prayer and prophetic school, conducts the annual Complete Women Conference and annual Prophetic Intercession Summit. Janice celebrated accomplishments, including the writing of two books, Prayer, The First Line of Defense, and After the Passion. Several trainings, manuals, including The Prophet Journey and The Art of Prayer, with an achieved listing of who's who among international business women. In the Win a Fresh Start competition sponsored by the National Magazine Self, Janet was recognized as runner-up for her community and volunteer achievements, which granted her a number of prizes along with financial endowments. Janice Mixon Ministries is based out of Waco, Texas and St. Louis, Missouri, where she serves as the founder and president of Call to Arms Ministry. Janice is an active member of the New Horizon Community Church. Pastor Randolph Fogg serves as the overseer. Welcome, Prophetess Janice.
How are you doing, Prophetess Janice Mixon?
I'm doing good. No, this is Joy. There at the radio station. I'm doing wonderful.
Excellent. We're so happy that you came on to our radio talk show on today. I've been talking about you. I've been putting things on Facebook. One thing I did say that came out of my mouth that I know is so profound, I said on point and on time. If you're looking for a word from God, I know for a fact, because I've been knowing you for a while now when I lived in Dallas, how God uses you in the ministry profoundly. But what I want to do is start off, because what we're doing for the pastor's talk show is documenting ministries, you know, where you come from, you know, what your journey is and where you are now. And mostly to you, what do you see and what do you know that God is showing you where the church is headed? So before I just release you just to talk, one of the things I know about you when I first met you in Dallas, you were a Dallas police officer. Am I right?
Yeah, that's right. Those were the days, as the song goes. Those were the days. But anyway, yeah, I had the wonderful opportunity to serve as a law enforcement officer there in the city of Dallas, and then later as a transit police officer sergeant with the newly established Dallas Area Rapid Transit Police. And so just was blessed with a very unique and rare background that helps me to charter the course here in ministry now. How like God that He sets the course of our lives and prepare us for the journey that He has positioned for us since the foundation of the world. And so it all, as Romans 8 and 28 said, works together for our good.
That is so true. because it brings me to the next, I guess, what I want to say, because your ministry, Call to Arms, for that foundation of you coming from being a police officer to where you are and how God is using you, it just blended, you know, the transition to what you were doing and the operation of the method that God has raised you in has just been awesome. So tell us, what is your ministry about, and how did you find your place when God called you?
Well, basically, as you stated earlier, our Call to Arms ministry, it speaks of the equipping and the training and development of fivefold ministry gift, as Ephesians 4, 11 talks about, where he has given these gifts unto men, some apostles, some prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, being for the working, for the equipping of ministry to the body of Christ. And so that's basically what a Call to Arms does. Of course, it speaks of discipline and prayer, of course, and the discipline that it takes to even prophesy, because I strongly believe that in this hour that we are in, and in the seasons and the years to come, it's going to continue to take a certain level of discipline, a certain level of equipping, training, and developing to make sure that we are prepared, that we are ready, church, for the journey ahead until Jesus makes his return.
That is awesome. And it is true, because the ministry that I know of you, because prior to me coming back to L.A., I met you under Apostle Sherman Allen's ministry, and seeing you come in for prophetic services, one of the main positions that he always had you in was the prayer, starting of the prayer, and just hearing you go forth and calling out those things that were into existence and binding the enemy to set the course right, even for the summit beginning, is just awesome. So I've seen the growth in what God is doing for you. I've seen when you first came into the prophetic ministry, you profoundly ministered to many of people, and of course, that's one of the things that God has used you, but that word that God has brought out of you is just phenomenal. So with your gift that you have in prophecy, how do you begin to blend those two? What's your strongest mandate upon your life right now?
Well, I think you said something real key there with Bishop Sherman C. Allen there in Fort Worth, Texas. He first saw the gifting on my life, along with some of the other mainstream ministries there, and as a result began to move me into corporate prayer, in leading out in prayer, which was not new to me, because as a child growing up, I mirrored my mother in prayer, because my mother was a strong intercessor, and throughout my life, God has set mentors, prayer mentors, into my life, that has not just told me to pray, but have knelt with me in prayer.
Wow.
I think the disciples said something like that to Jesus: Lord, teach us to pray. Prayer is foundational to any ministry, to getting any job accomplished, to being able to follow through on any assignment. Prayer must become priority. It must become the business of the day. And Jeremiah said it like this. He said, if they even be prophets, if they even be prophets, he said, then let them intercede. And so one of the things that I am always quick to tell any prophet, any budding prophet, or any prophetic person, because I believe that we are all prophetic in nature because we serve a prophetic God. But I tell them this, if you don't pray, you can't say. Ah, my God, I feel the noise. I'm trying not to preach on this radio station because, you know, I'm in Baton Rouge in a hotel, so I don't want to get too loud.
Oh,
but
yes.
If you don't pray, you can't say. I don't want them to call the, I don't want them to call the police on me up in here. Up in here. Up in here.
That is true. Okay, so your book that you have, prayer, the first line of defense, and it's redundant, but what birthed that book? Where were you? What were you doing at that time when you brought that book into existence?
Well, you know, Minister Joy, there is such a parallel in the discipline of any military or paramilitary position. Any armed forces requires their troops to exercise a certain level of discipline. I mean, you got to rise up early. You got to do the sit-ups. You got to do those things to be armed and ready for warfare. And I found out over my 25-plus years of engaging in the discipline of prayer, in the principle of prayer, that there was a very unique parallel between policing and prayer itself. And so what I did in prayer, the first line of defense, is try to talk about, the dynamics of the necessity of having a field training officer just in police work, as you need someone in ministry to mentor you, to coach you as a change agent, to move you along. But at the same time, it takes a level of readiness, a level of commitment to prayer to be able to be on, quote, guard, to be on readiness, to be on patrol, that whenever God say that there is a need to pray, you are readily available, just like in police work or any type of emergency position. When the call go out, you got to show up. And you don't want to be found AWOL in policing or military or in prayer neither.
What? So with your experience and the knowledge base that you know, coming from your arena with police, what is your stand on what's happening today? Is it because there is a lack of mentorship, or what are you? What's your stand on that with the retaliation that we are experiencing today?
Well, I mean, it's complicated, as they say. It's complicated. But I will say this, no police department is any better than the community that is served, and no community can be any better than the ability to provide some oversight, some necessary insight to the individuals that patrols or oversee their community. In other words, there has to be a blending of both to get along. I mean, after all, the police department said their mission, their goals is to protect and serve. But at the same time, no police department can carry out that mission without the help of the community, and no community can exist without the help of the police department. I mean, you shut the department down and see can you live in your community, and chances are you can't. So we have to find a way of getting along, communicating to each other, being sensitive to the need of one another and the necessity of one another. And we got to hold each entity, whether it's a political official, whether it's a law enforcement, any type of emergency person, we got to be able to hold those individuals accountable. And at the same time, our community has to become actively involved in the things that our departments are doing on being knowledgeable and able to really, really hold them accountable. You can't hold people accountable without becoming involved, without having any idea of what their job or their job description involves. And so there has to be a blending on both sides to get the job done, because we cannot live in this world without each other.
That's true. And I love that what you said. It is being accountable. You know, each individual, wherever you are, you have to make a stand. And if it's something that the community is not enforcing as a whole, then it's impossible for our police department to also to come in and organize order where there's disorder.
Right. So many times, you know, we see this on television, and I think sometimes we think it's really a joke or it's really not as serious as we think it is. No crime can be solved, Harley, without the community getting involved. And at the same time, no crime goes on without somebody having some level of information about it. And so it's going to take both on each end to respect each other and come to that place of we need one another in order to survive.
Exactly. I like what you're saying, because now this brings me to a valid point about Punch TV. Punch TV Studio is a Black-owned network, the only Black-owned network in the U.S. And what we're proposing now for pastors and just the community, we are the media now. We have our own platform now where our stories can be told, you know, unknown stories, even if it's a crime. You can come to our station and say, this is really what happened, and the truth can be told, which is phenomenal to me, because it opens up a whole nother avenue for the urban community to feel like a safety net, I would say, because sometimes some stories are distorted, and we know that. So what we're allowing our minister to do, just like you, just being able to come on the radio talk show, because eventually we're going to have our TV pastors talk show with a forum just like yourself, and just giving information with other pastors to conform, transform the community, just with things that you just said. And that's phenomenal to me. So what I want to do, because I have some more things I just want to ask you straight into the ministry, is where I really want you to spearhead, because I'm excited to have you on the show with me. And
thank
I don't
you.
Know if you remember, you came to L.A., I think it was in 2012, where I invited you with Pastor Barbara Mitchell, and you spoke at my conference. It wasn't a huge thing, but you came, and that really blessed me. And I didn't know I would be here today, but CEO Joseph Collins was the host pastor. So we're going to do just go back and do a commercial. Then after that, I'm going to just ask you just a few questions for you to expound about your ministry, what you're doing, and what you see that we're going as a body of Christ in reference to this nation. And I want you to be, God made you be that prophetic voice that the nation need to hear.
Sounds wonderful.
I'm Joseph Collins, CEO of Punch TV Studios. Growing up in South Central Los Angeles, my mother was on welfare. She fought day and night to get off welfare and give her children a better life. She would always say to me, son, this is the best that I can do, but you can do better. And I promised that I would do better and that I would be the catalyst for change in our community. Just like I promise you that together we can build a multi-billion dollar media company that brings wealth back to our community, that resurrects blighted areas and puts people back to work. Be part of the promise. Be part of change. invest in Punch TV Studios for only $1 per share. Call now, 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. Or visit our website at punchtvstudios.com.
Hi, this is your host, Joy Brown, with our special featured guest, Prophetess Janice Mixon. And many of you know who she is in Texas, back east. But I want her voice to be heard on the West Coast. And I'm just thanking God for this opportunity that we have brought her in on today. Now, this radio station goes everywhere. But Punch TV Studio has a KILM station that we just acquired in August 1st, where it reaches the Southern California area. That's what I see you doing, Prophetess Mixon. So I want you just to talk about one thing. I love what you're doing is the Complete Woman's Conference. Tell us about that, and then just walk us through what you've been doing and where you see God taking you.
Oh, wow. You know, we really just finished the Complete Woman Conference August 4th and 5th there in the Portman Smith, Virginia Beach, Norfolk area.
Wow, that's nice.
About 3 weeks ago, actually. This year we did a luncheon cruise in the Hampton water, Chesapeake Bay. So it was really, really a blessing for all of us women to come together and just fellowship and have some downtime and some fun time, you know.
Right.
As women of God, we wear so many hats. We are mothers and wives and managers and, like myself, a minister, a mentor, and the list go on and on. In one solitary day, you know, we can transpose into I don't know how many.
That's true. Transformers, right?
Yeah. We have so many demands, on us. And so I believe that's one reason why the Lord gave me the Complete Woman Conference about almost 20 years ago now. And we have continued it annually every year in August. And so once again, 2018, we've already got the dates out there for your listening audience.
I got to be
it's
there.
August, yes, it's August 3rd and 4th in Dothan, Alabama. Alabama.
Wow.
That's about 3.5-hour drive from Atlanta. So we're excited about that conference, 2018. And so that's one of the things that, you know, we continue to do. And then we do the Prophetic Intercessory Summit annually as well, where we are continually holding fast the assignment, the mandate that God has placed over my life, and that is to pray and to mobilize others to pray as well. And so we're excited about the things that God has assigned for my hands to do.
And that's a great assignment.
Yes, very much so. Very much so.
So with that being said, when you go into different churches, is the foundation, can you just walk in a church and tell that the foundation of prayer has not gone on and it needs to be brought back?
Well, you know, prayer is, as I said, foundational, and it shakes foundations. And so a lot of times prayer is not the priority of the church.
Okay.
But when Jesus walked in, he quoted Isaiah that my house shall be called a house of prayer.
Exactly.
Now, you can call your house, name your church, whatever you want to, First Church of Judea International Baptist Church of God in Christ of the Latter Day, you know, Saint. We about done ran out of names, but but you can call your church. You can name your church whatever you know, quote, God gives an individual, but when I believe when God looks at it, he identifies the church with prayer. You can have great praise teams, great worship and dance teams, but God identifies his house, his church with prayer. It either become a house of prayer or a den of thieves. Let me say it like that. Yeah, he said it'll become one or the other.
Oh my
goodness. So it's just a matter of time. For our leaders, many times it's just a matter of priorities for our leaders to shift things around and bring prayer back up to the forefront. And most of our leaders recognize that the time that we're living in, prayer has to be the priority. And so I think we're seeing a shift there right now.
So you're saying there's really no substitute for it?
No.
You know, when you were talking about it's either a house of prayer or a house of den, I said, that's like cutthroat.
You know, Jesus said that my house should be called a house of prayer, but you made it a den of thieves.
Oh,
and so I just believe that God is saying that we got to make prayer the priority in these ministries, in these churches, and prayer has to be the priority in the pulpit. You can't preach more than you pray. Prayer has to be the priority in the choir. Prayer has to be the priority on the usher board, the greeters board, because greeters are the first line of defense. They are on patrol. They are like police officers. And when people come to church, greeters and ushers, security guard, they need to be prayed up, because you don't know what it took for some people to get there.
That's
they don't argue with children. They don't pull children. They don't argue with spouses. They don't have to ride two buses. And people are frustrated when they get to church. And the
That's
ushers
true.
And the greeters are the first people that they see. So they need to be prayed up to deal with this.
That is so true, because you don't know what it took for somebody to get there. Well, you know, when you think about even yourself, now you are a devout Christian, and I'm just saying what we say we are, and we are set aside, consecrated, and we know sometimes we have a struggle trying to get there.
I'm telling you, you're so right. You know, even just driving down the freeway, you can get in the road rage if you're not careful. If you're not real saved and got some strong conviction, you can. That some things can come out of your mouth that you didn't mean to say on your way there. You can get in. I'm not married, but I've been married before, and I know you can get into an argument on your way to church. Come on, come on, come on.
And before you know it, it's gone. You can't take it back. You can say, I'm sorry, but the words have penetrated, got in your spirit, and just messing you up. So you're absolutely right. The church has to go back. That brings me to a point. That's why the Bible says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray. Why is humble and pray the first words? And then seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then I will hear from heaven and forgive their sins and would heal them. And that's what it is. People are coming in and out like a revolving door into our sanctuaries, but because the foundation of the church, like you said, has not been is shaken, because the prayer life of the believers are not like it's supposed to be. And not only just when you get to the sanctuary, but prior to. You got to come in there with the prayer of spirit from where you left, from where you're coming, because that's where we are, you know. So that's absolutely right. And I believe that's like God is taking us back, you know. He doesn't have to use calamities to get us to back where we are, but he know that we are human, and some things he has to do to make us turn our heads and turn to him He allows He allows to happen to us, you know. So it is an honor and a privilege when you are, now we call you and have always called you more like a prayer warrior. And I would assume to say that word warrior comes from the Indians, because when they went to war, that's what they did.
Yeah.
And they position themselves prior to going into battle. Whoever they got is, they had war dances. They call on the spirits, and we call that, because that's really our nature. That's the nature that God has given us as an urban community. That's what our forefathers did. I remember my father. I mean, I remember just a little girl before getting to church. I felt the spirit of the aura of the Holy Spirit before I got in there. It was heavy. And now in some churches, you just don't feel that.
Right, right, right. Mm-hmm. But I believe that in this hour, the call to prayer is so prevalent upon our nation. And it's not the responsibility of those that are non-believers, those that are unsaved. It's the responsibility of the church, because when you look at 2 Chronicles 7:14, it says, if my people, my people, those that are personally pertaining to him, that that my is a personal pronoun, if my people, which are called by my name. And so the burden of prayer falls on the believer. Glory to God. It is our responsibility to take on the burden of prayer, to allow our wounds to become the birthing canal, to birth the will of God on earth as it is in heaven. God has a will for our lives. God has a determination. He has a awesome plan for our lives. But somebody has to burst it in. It's just not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. Somebody has to burst it in.
That's true. I love it. I am so just elated just to have you here. And I'm going to ask you to do something that I haven't asked anybody to do. And I want you to pray for our company, Punch TV Studio. When I say our company, because we have so many investors that have invested in Punch, in our IPO, which is initial public offering, that has gone across this nation. But we have come through so many strategies of warfare to get to where we are and where God has taken us. And I know this is of God, because he connected me with the business before. And I didn't even know what Punch TV Studio was. And I met the CEO. But I want you to breathe the breath of God, of your prayer life, upon this ministry and upon our CEO, upon every investor, upon the, and I, one thing I want you to do, I want you to pray that God would test the heart of the pastors, because one of my deepest desires, and I'm fanatical about this, I believe that God has put this opportunity in for the body of Christ, because what it's going to do, it's going to allow our churches to come in as an organization, East Pastor, when you, you know, ask your people to give into this, the investment is going into your ministry. And as the church, as the company began to grow, our prediction is that within 3 to 3.5 years after we're growing in the capital, we predicted to be at least $500 million to $3 billion company, because we're going to be syndicating our own movies out to other networks and our shows. Our documentary of our churches are going out. So that means that's creating revenue. And when we, after we trade and the shares go up, and we are a certain amount of trade, a dollar that we're asking God to help us to get, that church will be able to pull some money out of that investment, pay off your church, care of the community or whatever you have a plan to do, you'll be able to buy that cash, be debt free. And then, because I'm seeing, and I know it's going to happen because it's already in motion, a lot of the government programs that our people are used to hanging on to and cleaving to, those are being cut off from us.
Mm-hmm.
So the church is going to have to be in a position to be able to bring in, and this is going to be a manifestation of the Holy Spirit. If you can help somebody to get their financial situations, if you can teach them, if you can bring them in and show them salvation and help them get a house, help them have a car lot, and help them to put on a payment system to get a car, and help families in, to get established, the church is going to have to be in a position where they're not really necessarily worried about money, because debt-free means that's not a part of your itinerary. You're interested in helping people. And I believe that's what God is taking us to that point, because he knows that that's what we're here on earth for. And then people,
I believe that, woman of God, that, you know, in order to really advance the kingdom of God, it definitely takes finances. And so even with those who pray, those who go to church, those who are believers and whatever classification we can come up with, the fact still remains that even our prayers must take on legs. We have to be actively involved in ensuring that the proper finances flow through the kingdom of God so that we can enhance the gospel. And, and then we'll be able to look up and say, come, Lord Jesus, all things are ready now. All things are prepared.
Yes.
And so I commend the Punch radio station broadcast, upcoming television station, and all that you guys are doing in the kingdom of God. But by the same token, I believe that the visionary there will see the results of their label, the breakthroughs, and the manifestations of what they're believing God for to come into fruition. I truly believe that, because I believe that is the perfect will of God.
Yes, exactly. Yes, thank you. Awesome. Well, listen, what I want you to do is tell us, where is your next meeting?
Next meeting is, I think it's going to be, I don't have my schedule here, but I do remember the Dallas area. I'm there so much, so I do remember the Dallas area, September 24th. Will be with Minister, and I think you know Minister Christy Henderson is launching forth her book concerning Unmasking the Pain.
Okay.
I believe that's the name of it, Unmasking the Pain, and I believe that's the name
that's
of the
true.
Conference as well. So it'll be right there with our Father in ministry, Bishop Sherman C.G. Allen, Christ Cathedral Church in Fort Worth, Texas. And so I'm excited about what God is going to speak to the people there. And then I will leave Dallas going to St. Louis, Missouri, well, actually Illinois, there to minister in a prophetic summit. And then back to Christ Cathedral again for Bishop Sherman Allen. Anniversary, which starts I think about October 1st.
And Christy did tell me that you was going to be in her conference. She sure did. So what you can do, this social media is something else, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Just take a few just take a few seconds, right?
Yes. And you can put that on my Facebook when you find out where you're going to be, so that can just be circulating also. Of course, you know, I have you on my Facebook, and I just people just been clicking in and let me know that they're listening and talking to and hearing what you're saying. But it's been just an awesome privilege to have you on this day for you to come in on the pastor's for Punch TV and on our radio station, but it's been a blessing to have you here, and I thank you for your time. So with that being said, give us your email address where those that are looking for you can email you or phone you and get in touch with you.
Most definitely. It's Janice Mixon. That's MIXON Ministries, MINISTRIES .org. And of course, I'm out there on social media at Janice_Mixon and Facebook, Janice.Mixon1. And mm-hmm. so you can find me. You know, the one thing, as you stated earlier, about this social media thing now, you can find anybody. Gone are the days. Can't get to people. They just can inbox you. So
yes,
you can about find anyone now. Mm. But I pray that is our way, our means of being able to communicate and to exercise the power of oneness, that two is better than one when we're able to communicate and all come together. And I am so appreciative to you, Minister Joy, for just inviting me to be a part of this wonderful radio talk show, as well as getting a chance to communicate a little bit with your engineer, Brother Brown, as well.
Awesome. Well, the last word, and I know you're busy and getting ready to do some other things, but just give us your last word before you go off the air, and then we're going to take it into a commercial.
Amen. One of the things I believe that if the kingdom of God is about anything, as we have come into 2017 and we're embarking up on 2018. I believe that the kingdom of God is about anything. It is about transformation. I heard you say that, transformation. And mm-hmm. I believe that God is accomplishing, in spite of what's going on around us, God is yet accomplishing his sovereign will in our lives and in the lives of the people as well. I believe that it's in spite of all the interruptions, in spite of what's going on, God's plan is still in place, because he's never surprised. He's never caught off guard about anything that is going on in the earth. Isaiah 46 and 10 says he declared the end from the beginning. So where we begin, God end. Where we end, God picks back up and start all over again, because there's no end and there's no beginning with him. He's Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end. So I just want to encourage those that are listening to this broadcast that seem like their lives are out of order, seem like things are disorganized, seem like you're getting one bad news and from here, there, everywhere. But we have to remember that when the word of the Lord was spoken in Jeremiah 29:11, we have to remember Jeremiah was in prison. The Israelites was facing captivity, and in the midst of all of that, God says, I know the plan, glory to God, that I have for you. And so I want to encourage somebody that God yet has a good plan, because that's what it says. I want to give you a good and not evil. I want to bring you into an expected end. And so whatever's going on in the lives of the people right now, whatever it looks like, it might look negative, but God has an expected end, and God is going to get us there. Glory to God. So be encouraged. Continue to expect God to transform your situation. In other words, change it and turn it around and make it better than it was before.
Awesome. That was the voice of Prophetess Janice Mixon that was coming on with us today, and I know you were blessed by what God has given her. So at this time, we're going to say thank you again from the
bless
bottom
you.
Of our hearts.
Thank you.
From Punch TV Studio, and on behalf of our CEO, Mr. Joseph Collins, we We want to say we appreciate you taking out some your special time, because I know it's not that you are busy doing nothing. You're busy doing what God has called you to do. And that's awesome.
Thank you.
So we want to bring another commercial at this time. And Papa's Mixon, I'll be talking to you. And I know I see you coming this way.
Amen.
I don't know.
Love to. Love to.
God's got to bring you out to this way.
Well, definitely.
Thank you.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm Joseph Collins, CEO of Punch TV Studios. We have a network of television stations around the country. And today, we are proud to announce that we have just launched our newest television station across all of Southern California. KILM is the new Punch TV. Check your local listings on Direct, Dish, Spectrum, Charter, Frontier, and over the air for free. From the desert to the sea, it's Punch TV. For more information on the second phase of the Punch TV Studio stock offering for only $1 per share, call 310-419-5914, 310-419-5914, or log on to PunchTVStudios.com. That's PunchTVStudios.com.
Investing in MyPO carries a degree of risk. There is no guarantee that your investment will be secure. Do not invest if you cannot afford to lose your investment.
Thank you. Listen, I just wanted to read something in Job chapter 40, when Job had went through his trial and how his friends was accusing him of sinning. But God uses who he wants to. But the outcome that when he blesses you is just so phenomenal. But I know the Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. So I just want to let somebody, he's getting ready to renew your strength, and you're getting ready to mount up. But Job chapter 40 says, moreover, this is a conversation that Job, that God was having with Job. And he says, moreover, well, let's go to 38. It says, then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, who is this that darkens counsel by words without knowledge? He says, gird up now thy loins like a man, for I will demand of thee, and answer thou me. Where was thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declared, if thou hast any understanding. Who has laid the measures thereof, if thou knowest? Or who has stretched the lines upon it? Whereupon are the foundations thereof fastened? Or who laid the cornerstone thereof? When the morning stars sung together, and all the sons of God shout for joy, or who shut up the sea with doors when it taketh a break forth, or if it is has issued out the womb? When I made the clouds the garments thereof, and thick darkness a swallowing band for it, and break up for it any decree place, and set bars and doors, and said, hitherto shall thou come, but no further. And here shall our proud ways be stayed. Has thou commanded the morning since the days, and caused the day spring to know his place, that it might take hold of the ends of the earth, that the wicked might be shaken out of it? It is turned as clay to the seal, and they stand as garment, and from the wicked their light is withholden, and the high arm shall be broken. Has thou entered into the springs of the sea, or has thou walked in the secrets of the death? Has the gates of death been opened to thee, or has thou seen doors of the shadow of death? God was questioning Job, were you there when I created the heaven and earth? Can you cause the waves of the sea to stay just where I tell it to come? It'll come no further. And some things in your life, when you don't understand what God is doing, you just have to surrender to him and allow him to work in your life. And when he decides to bring you out, he will bring you out with bells and whistles. My word for you today says in John 15:7, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you,
You should ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Stay in your word. Prophetess says, make prayer your priority and allow God to work in your life, because he has unphenomenal blessings for you that you wouldn't even be able to fathom. Take your mind off your problems and give your problems to the Lord and make him your biggest access to everything that you're going through. That's why the Bible says, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. I am your host, Joy Brown. Sometimes they call me Joy in the House, because I am determined that the Bible says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. This has been a blessing and a pleasure coming to you on today. Again, with our special guest, Prophetess Jen, on behalf of our CEO, Joseph Collins, I encourage you to just check with your pastor. Tell them, Pastor, Punch TV Studio want you on their radio talk. And just call us at 310-419-5914 and say, I'm calling for the pastors for Punch TV Studio host, Joy Brown. And we'll get your information, call you, and we'll bring you on our station. Then, you never know, we might be visiting your church and let you know exactly what we're doing. We're looking for churches that will love to be partners with Punch TV Studio and bringing your congregation in and investing in your church. This is our vision and this is our strategy. So I pray now that this hour has been very powerful and that you have received the words that have gone forth and that you will have a blessed day. Until this time, we'll see you next Wednesday at the same time, 3 o'clock, Thursday and Friday, and I am again Joy Brown. Have a great day.
Sing unto the Lord a new